Welcome to Soar Like an Eagle, the podcast created by students at the American International School of Johannesburg, exploring what makes us exceptional and highlighting our commitment to nurturing an inclusive community of empowered learners. Join us as we help you discover why AISJ could be the perfect fit for you.
In today's episode, we will talk about ISEA, which represents the International Schools of Southern and Eastern Africa. It is a varsity organization that manages competitive athletic competitions and cultural conventions. Started in 1998, ISEA began with AISJ as one of its five founding members and focused on only three sports: volleyball, basketball, and soccer. Today, ISEA has expanded to eight members, with international schools participating from South Africa, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya, and Ethiopia.
ISEA events are what bring international schools together from all over Southern and Eastern Africa to celebrate the achievements and talents in co-curricular activities from sports ranging from golf to rugby to chess and STEAM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics. To understand the diverse experiences and learning opportunities offered by ISEA and how they help develop resilience, confidence, and adaptability in our students, we invite these special guests to join Matthias and I, who are both athletes at AISJ, in a roundtable discussion. They are Ms. Charlotte Haynes, Dr. Sophia Odul, and fellow student Lucas Leon. We will have them introduce themselves and tell us a little about their involvement in ISEA. Shall we start with Ms. Charlotte?
Hi, my name is Ms. Charlotte Haynes. I am the Activities Coordinator for AISJ, and I've been at the school for 9 years.
Okay.
And I'm also the Senior Swimming Coach as well.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, hi. I'm Lucas Lyon. I'm a student, of course, and I've been involved in different ISEAs, ranging from ISEA Swimming and ISEA Rugby to ISEA Visual Arts and Drama.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sophia. I am the high school visual arts teacher, and I get to chaperone the team of creative people who attend the ISEA festivals.
All right. To start us off today, what are some of your favorite moments from participating in ISEA?
I'll start us off. I still remember my most fondest moments of ISEA soccer. The joint excitement of traveling with my friends and teammates, exploring a new country, and the amazing team bond we had, always supporting one another when we fell, are some of my favorite memories and moments from ISEA. Meeting new people from other ISEA countries who had similar interests to mine, and forming relationships that went beyond the competition was also incredible. ISEA will always be remembered because of these experiences.
Yeah, playing off that idea of relationships and meeting new people, I think my favorite memories from the different ICS have been meeting the people that I have already met, you know, like keeping those connections strong and growing as friends and whatnot, not only from the people that I met from previous ICS, but from people that I've met from previous schools. For example, I met a fellow student here, Ollie, in my time in Vietnam when I went to UNIS, and another fellow student, Abigail, in HIS. So yeah, just being able to rehash those old relationships has been super fun.
Okay. Yeah, for me, ISEA basketball in 2016 will always be the one that stands out the most. It was my first one that I'd hosted. I'd only been in the school for 2 months, and it truly was a baptism of fire because we were hosting it. There was lots of craziness going on. But the preparations, the hosting of an event are absolutely insane. There's so many moving parts that are going on. But in the end, the rewards are tremendous. Nothing compares to that infectious energy you actually pick up from the students, the staff, the sportsmen, everybody. It's an excitement that you just can't actually put into words.
So for the ISEA Arts Festival, I think what most people don't usually know is we do get a theme, and every school gets to pick their own theme. And it's always quite exciting as to anticipating what are we going to be working on creating this year. And so once we receive the team, the theme, we basically go through creating a lot of artworks with the students that are aligned with that theme. And as soon as we arrive at the ICEA school, we always have a festival and we display some of the works that we've created. But the most interesting thing is that they do get to select local host artists who are always artists who have engaged with the theme in so many different ways. And it's always so nice to have conversations with them with regards to what we have brought to present to them, as well as what they are willing to share with us throughout the entire festival.
It sounds like there's a common theme of meeting new people and making new relationships when at ICEA. And I think that I can relate to that a lot as well, as I have numerous friendships that I've made from ICEA in ninth grade that are still going on to this day.
Yeah, so to move on to the next question, what learning opportunities does ICEA offer to our students? Oliver, would you like to?
ICEA has taught me what it means to be on a team. From losing together to winning together, it all comes back to a sense of belonging to a team. ICEA has taught me how important it is to stick together with your fellow teammates. For example, in 10th grade ICEA football, we went to Tanzania. We were very confident that we were going to smuggle gold out of the country. Unfortunately, we did not finish too well. The very next year, we headed to Ethiopia with determination and grit. Our team didn't change much from the last year. However, we ended up winning the championship and redeeming ourselves. This experience taught me how to handle the really low lows and handle the really high highs.
Yeah, I think ICEA serves as an opportunity to learn the importance of attitude when going into these situations. I remember in the 2024 ICEA rugby in Uganda, we had lost the finals, and it was a very tough moment. We had also faced a couple of upsetting games, to say the least, leading up to that game. And it was something that our coach had told us, because we were skipping and singing all the way through the airport as we were going to Uganda. So he reminded us after our loss that he expected the very same attitude for us leaving the country as us compared to us entering the country. So yeah, just the importance of attitude and adaptability and learning how to overcome the challenges that you face in these situations.
Absolutely. And I think that's what we have as well. When we're hosting an event or if we're coaching it, we've obviously got to have the adaptability, the teamwork, communication skills. There's usually some conflict resolution, problem solving. And I'm going to add this one in, how to reset the electricity when the transformer gets struck by lightning in the middle of a basketball final. there's a wealth of knowledge that you actually can gain, not just from meeting other people, but just things that you learn about yourself and how you can manage. And obviously, you know, how adaptable and, you know, what other skills that you can impart on other students and other coaches.
Yeah, for the visual arts, and like I've said before, because they get introduced to professional artists, they do get to learn a lot. And the artists always bring in a range of skills, techniques and processes, and they take the students throughout an exploration of a range of all this. And the most amazing part is the students get split into different categories or mixed up in different schools. And it's always amazing to see them work, get to know each other, and learn to engage with the art and with themselves in this creative space. So they do get to learn a lot of new techniques. Some of the techniques are unique to the region that we are. For instance, when we were in Harare, we met with a lot of sculptors. This is an area that has some of the best sculptors in the world, I would say. So it was really nice to see them, to be able to learn hands-on experience, you know, from a first-hand artist who does sculptures.
Yeah, so the key takeaway from this is your attitude on and off whatever activity we're doing, and always keeping a high morale, as well as teamwork and creativity, whether that's in visual arts or whether that's in rugby. So, yeah.
So our next question is, what are some instances that come to mind where participating and being part of ICEA fostered a sense of community and inclusion among our students and teachers?
So my first year at AISJ in grade 9 is among my favorite memories of how ICEA promoted a feeling of belonging and community. I was quiet, new to the school, and hadn't yet developed close relationships with my classmates and peers, particularly those in the grade above me. For me, everything changed when I started playing soccer and for the ICEA team. It was a very important moment, and I recall assisting my first goal. It made me feel proud to represent AISJ, in addition to making me feel like a real member of the team. And I felt accepted by the school community and came to understand my place there as a result of that experience. So ICEA forged connections between educators and students in a special way, and that went beyond the field and fostering a spirit of inclusion and pride.
I think that a couple of instances that come to mind are just some examples of how these ICEA conferences give us an opportunity to connect to this international community that we're part of. I've already touched up on this from reconnecting with friends from the past and whatnot. But I want to touch up on specifically on how ICEA Visual Arts and Drama foster this sense of community between the students and this international community, as well as the teachers, because the way that ICEA Drama is set up is that we're towards the end, we're thrown into ensemble groups, which are supervised by different teachers of different schools. And these ensemble groups are, include different students from different schools. So I think it's an example of how, we work as a community, a part of this international community, to create a new piece of art that we learned from that we draw on from different lessons throughout the conference to create this piece of art. And yeah, I just think that the entire idea and the structure of ICEA Arts and Visual, ICEA Arts and Drama, foster this sense of community.
For ICEA Swim in Mozambique in 2020, I had a number of moments which obviously encapsulated the spirit of ICEA and the community. First one was, it was the first time that all 8 schools were present. And although they had like small teams, including ourselves, we didn't have a full roster. But what it meant was we were able to have, we combined some schools and we were able to combine and have an international team for the relay. So it'd be like a team of 4 girls or 4 boys, and it could be made up with one from Harare, one from Addis, one from ourselves. But they all joined together and they made their own relay team. It didn't count for points, but it gave them a sense of what it felt like to be in a relay in an international competition. So that was one, you know, and the point of that was it gave them the opportunity to be part of a team, even if it wasn't their team, you know. This other point that we had was obviously our relay team. We had one of our girls, they decided to change the order of my team, and they had the weaker swimmer swimming the last leg. And my first 3 swimmers swam blistering personal bests. They literally were 50 meters ahead. So we were way ahead. And what they did with us, the last swimmer went in and she swam just to maintain the lead. And what they wanted for her to understand and what it felt like was what it felt to win, to have that ability to win a race. It didn't mean that they would be the one in the pool there where everyone was cheering. It was her, so that she got to feel how, what it felt like to be a winner, you know. And they literally, it changed all the order. They didn't, it wasn't about them, you know, being that person that got the cheers at the end. It was about this one girl who was, you know, she just needed to know what that felt like. And that made such a difference to her. But that was three very memorable moments on that ICEA.
Wow, it's always amazing to see the sense of collaboration that we have instilled in our students. The most recent memory I have is from Harare yet again, where we had created an artwork that was going to be converted into a mural. And so the students came together and put in their ideologies. And this was drawn by a professional artist. And we had to paint this on the sports field in Harare. So this means all the 8 schools had come up with their own mural of the theme, which was activism. And so there was a little delay with the professional artists in the drawing of the murals or the background so that we can add our paint onto it. But to watch the students literally come together, it didn't matter that you're from ISK or you're from ISU. It didn't matter where you're from. Everybody came for the point of, let's finish this mural. It has to be ready by tomorrow when we are walking off out of here. It was everybody felt included. Everybody wanted to understand what was the idea from your school? What were you trying to express throughout this? So I think it showed a lot of mindfulness in the students. They cared about each other. They wanted to learn about each other. They brought each other into their spaces to share their different stories. I think that was, for me, a very profound moment in the ICA Arts Festival.
If we combine what Dr. Odul and Ms. Charlotte said, it seems like ICA is all about inter-school connections and cheering each other on. And the first thing that comes to mind when I think about that is ICA basketball in my 11th grade year. We were in the finals against the hosts of IST. And although we had little people in the crowd compared to them, all the other ICA schools came together to support us. So that just shows the type of connection that and community that ICA schools have for one another.
So moving on to the next question, considering the multiple ICA events that take place each year, what advice would you give students in selecting what they choose to participate in?
To me, it is very important that you choose to do something that you are passionate about. ICA takes a lot of time and dedication, whether you're doing visual arts or swimming or basketball. And I assure you, nobody wants to go to practice for something that they don't enjoy, as practice is 4 times a week. That's a lot of time. But at the same time, I will say, don't be afraid to try something new. This year, I tried volleyball for the first time. At first, I wasn't sure whether I had what it takes to be on ICA volleyball. However, my peers' coaching and mentorship helped me realize that I had selected the right sport.
Yeah, I'd agree with everything Oliver says, but I'd also just say that I think it's super important to try new things and not be afraid to do something that you've never done before. For example, you know, if you've never done theater or art or band, or if you've never played basketball and you want to try it, might as well. You know what I mean? There's nothing stopping you. So just put yourself out there, and you may like it, you may not, but you won't know it until you try it. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I think we've all got the same one here. Being passionate and talented would always be a good motivator on which one to focus on. But having said that, and as obviously Oliver pointed out, doing something that pushes you, you've not done before, and obviously Lucas said, do something you're not familiar with, you know, and obviously you might be able to achieve more growth with that as well. And another thing I'm going to add to this, you know, while you're being with your friends is great because they can help motivate you when you're feeling low, you don't want to go to practice, you don't want to be there, you're not feeling 100%. They can also be there to pick you up, and as vice versa, you can do the same for them. Also doing something that takes you away from your usual friends and teammates, that also gives you some extra learning lessons in that, because obviously, it gives you some opportunities to learn skills like collaborating with people you don't know, communication, you know, which is going to be valuable for you when you go into the outside world after school, because you're not necessarily going to be working with your best friends. You're not going to be at college or university with your friends. So it sort of gives you that adaptability and flexibility of personality to deal with people that you might not necessarily be friends with, and, you know, but you might find some interesting people that you meet along the way as well.
I like that. It feels like we're all reading from the same chapter, because a lot of students do come to me and ask, you know, what is ICA art? You know, I can't draw, I can't paint. And from what you have said, this is what I always say to them. Do you want to try something new that from what you do every day in your classes or other subjects. You know, it's an opportunity for you to explore, and you might even discover a new talent while you're at it. Yeah.
Yeah. So building what's been shared, it seems we're agreeing on this common theme of trying something new, whether you're not experienced or skilled in this, you can notice that you can have a passion or talent for what you're doing, and choosing something that you're passionate about to further enhance the team spirit. So, yeah.
Next, can you provide an example of how you or your team has been resilient during an ICEA event?
Yeah, so for me, the ICEA soccer tournament in 2024 was a notable instance of resilience. Our team had a difficult start after dropping our first two games in the season at ICEA, but instead we took it as inspiration to unite as a team. Even though it might have easily taken us down, as we reminded ourselves that it wasn't over and that we still had an opportunity to make things better, we helped and encouraged one another. We were motivated by this mentality to win all of our remaining games, and we were able to win the tournament and recuperate thanks to our perseverance, cooperation, and faith in one another. We learned from that experience how crucial it is to remain resilient and together despite any setbacks that may come our way.
Yeah, similarly, but different at the same time. I'd mentioned this earlier, how in the 2024 Rugby ICEA Finals, the AISJ team had lost to ISK. And yeah, this was a very upsetting and sad moment for the team at the time. For me, it was quite bittersweet because I was a ISK Lion the year before, but I'm now a loyal Eagle, so nobody worry. But yeah, it was a tough time that we had to go through, and I remember our coach just reminding us of the attitude that we had entered that tournament with, and that we were the boys who had sung and who had skipped through the hallways of the airport, and that even though we had lost that game, that we shouldn't change our mindset, and that we shouldn't change our perspective on the conference as a whole. So I just remember that sweet moment where we as a team held hands and skipped off that field after that final, even though it was very sad. But yeah.
I have obviously two hats that I wear. One of them is obviously when we're hosting an ICEA, and then obviously when I'm a swimming coach as well. So in terms of hosting ICEA, I have the privilege of working with some exceptional bunch of human beings that work tirelessly to ensure an ICEA event happens, from our leadership team, the activities team, communications, tech, catering, ops, absolutely everybody gets involved. And we have to be resilient. You know, we're going to be hit with loads of challenges every time. There's something that's happening all the time. And it doesn't matter. We've hosted 12 ICEAs while I've been here, and despite all the careful planning ahead, there's always challenges. You just need to be able to problem solve, think laterally, move forward. Afterwards, we reflect and see what we can do better and add that to the planning for next time. The same sort of similar thing for swimming as well. You know, it's really difficult when you're not winning and you can see there's some really great teams out there and they're lapping us. This is one of the things where actually it's an individual sport that swam as a team. So you're actually swimming for yourself. So that's what you have to keep encouraging, is you're swimming for yourself. You're doing it for you, but you happen to be part of a team. So we need you to be good for you so that the team is also good for themselves as well. So, yeah.
Wow. Right. So in the visual arts workshops, it's usually quite a relaxed atmosphere, and there's never a need to rush and complete your work. And where I saw resilience was, like I have mentioned, we had to complete a mural for the send-off ceremony, and things were a little bit running behind. So, and the weather was not happening the way we wanted it to happen. It was extremely hot because this was out in the sports field. and we had to bear this heat. And immediately after that, it started raining heavily and we could not stop painting. And it was so amazing that the artists were just out there, you know, for the sake of art. And we just kept going on because at the end of the day, we wanted that outcome of a complete and holistic piece to represent the American school. Yeah.
To summarize what's been discussed so far, ICEA may not always go your way, but it's all about pushing through with your team or your fellow peers to find that desired outcome. An example that comes to mind immediately for me is when our team's flight was delayed for 14 hours before going to ICEA. At one point, we were thinking that we should just go home because we thought it wasn't going to happen. But 14 hours later, we got on the plane and we made it to ICEA, and we still ended up winning it somehow. So, yeah.
Before we wrap up, let's recap the main takeaways from today's discussion.
When I first heard of ICEA, I thought that ICEA was a really cool event where athletes like myself can compete and share a passion with others while getting to know other people my age in this region. It's a special event because you can't find an event like that anywhere else in the world. But what I hadn't considered was the difficulty in making the team and the amount of work and preparation that goes into hosting ICEA events. Each one of the ICEA events I've attended holds a special place for me personally. The most interesting thing I learned turned out to be the logistics and the amount of work behind the scenes put in to make these events happen and run smoothly. Thank you for your time in participating in our episode, Voices of AISJ, an insight on ICEA from our perspective. Until next time, go Eagles.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode from Soar Like an Eagle, a podcast series proudly produced by students from HSB English and IBDP Music at the American International School of Johannesburg. To discover more about AISJ, visit our website at AISJ-JHB.com.